The subdivision 2021-09, Brookland Farm.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2021-09 for Brookland Farm based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zoning district in the coastal area. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 92 lots on 42.82 acres. This will include 9 bonus density lots that will require payment of the bonus density fee to preserve open space under Section 115-25 of the Zoning Code. Three, the subdivision is located next to the hamlet at Derrickson Creek and is near Batson Creek Estates, Fox Haven, the Estuary, and other developments. This is an appropriate location for a subdivision such as this. Four, DelDOT stated that no TIS is required and that the developer will be required to pay an area-wide study fee instead. The proposed development will still comply with all DelDOT roadway and entrance requirements. Five, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. Six, the subdivision contains approximately 19.33 acres of open space, which represents nearly 45% of the site. Seven, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Eight, the subdivision is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The design includes a substantial amount of open space and buffering that would not be achieved within a standard subdivision. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 92 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall pay the bonus density fee required for additional 9 lots that exceed the permitted density in AR1 as required by sections 115-25 and 62-7 of the Sussex County Code. B, the final site plan shall conform that at least 45% of the site remains as open space. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of the subdivision. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limits of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. In addition, there shall be a 10-foot wide area set aside between the perimeter buffer and any lot to be utilized for stormwater conveyance. F, there shall be a 50-foot setback from all lands used for agricultural purposes. G, the final site plan recorded restrictive covenants shall include the agricultural use protection notice and a similar notice advising that lands nearby are actively used for hunting. H, the development shall comply with all DelDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. I, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets, and they shall connect to the multimodal paths required by DelDOT. A system of fully shielded and downward screen street lighting shall also be provided. J, as discussed during the public hearing, there shall be a pervious walking path between lots 58 and 59 of this development, connecting to the stub point of interconnectivity within the adjacent hamlet at Derrickson Creek. K, the subdivision shall be served by sewer, central sewer and system. L, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. M, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. The street design shall include an emergency vehicle access point connecting the internal street system within Byard Road as shown on the preliminary site plan. N, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. O, construction site work and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. P, the applicant shall coordinate with local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the school bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. Q, there shall be on-site amenities including walking trails, a swimming pool with a bathhouse. The size and dimensions of the pool and bathhouse shall be included on the final site plan. These amenities shall be completed and open to use prior to the issuance of the 40th residential building permit. R, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided and the preservation that will occur within the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. S, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. T, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And U, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-09 Brookland Farm for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.